So next we will discuss magic realism. So magic realism is primarily a Latin American literary movement that arose in the 1960s, and the term has been attributed to the Cuban writer Eligio Carpentier, who first applied it to Latin American fiction in 1949. So works of magic realism mingle realistic portrayals of ordinary events and characters with elements of fantasy and myth, creating a rich, frequently disquieting world that is at once familiar and dreamlike. The movement's best-known proponent is the Colombian novelist Gabriel Garcia Marquez, who has used the technique many times, most famously in his novel 100 Years of Solitude. It's 1967. So other magic realistic writers include Gautmelas, Miguel Angel Austrias, Argentina's Julio Cortázar, and Mexico's Carlos Fuentes, and non-Latin American writers whose fiction often employs magic realism include Italo Calvino and Salman Rushdie. So the following are some of the major features of magic realist novel. Mainly it contains fantastical elements. Then the fantastic elements may be intuitively logical but are never explained. Then characters accept rather than question the logic of the magical element. Exhibits a richness of sensory details. Use symbols and imagery extensively. Often phallic imagery is used without the reader or viewer consciously noticing it. Another feature is emotions and the sexuality of the human as a social construct are often developed upon in great detail. It distorts time so that it is cyclical or so that it appears absent. It inverts cause and effect. For example, a character may suffer before a tragedy occurs. It incorporates legend or folklore. It presents events from multiple perspectives. And it uses a mirroring of either past and present, astral and physical planes, or of characters. Ends leaving the reader uncertain whether to believe in the magical interpretation or the realistic interpretations of the events of the story.